Citizen of Bitsiris is generally sponsored by the Mueller family, a member of Joyce's father, Robert Siegel, Lazer Ruben Ben Yitzchak HaLevi. We've been making our way through Tachan, and so I want to make an admission, a confession. I'm actually rather embarrassed about it, but this past Motzei Shabbos, I wasn't here with you, I was in Yerushalayim, Mir HaKodesh, to start Slichos, and I was davening in a very holy place, overlooking the holiest place there is, and the Baal Tefillah led a beautiful, beautiful Slichos. Not what I was used to, not the same. Of course, it's hard to be in another place, but a beautiful slichos. And we made our way through the opening ashray, the beautiful kaddish with the special nusach, the slichos, and the one that we repeat, Shema Koleinu, all of the end of it. And all of a sudden, this chazan started singing Avinu Malkeinu. Everyone sang along, Avinu Malkeinu. It was beautiful, beautiful. And then it wrapped up, kaddish, it was over. So the person who hosted me, who I was with there, I said, it's an interesting minhag. Is it like a minhag Yerushalayim? Is it a minhag of the yeshiva to sing Avinu Malkeinu at the end of Slichos? So he said to me, don't feel bad. I had the same question when I first started here. And the truth is Avinu Malkeinu appears in Tachanun. We say it every single day when we say Tachanun. The same Avinu Malkeinu, that's the song that we sing, is right after we say Shomer Goyechad, Shomer Yisrael, Shomer Goyechad, Shomer Goy Kadosh, Misratze Barachamim. The next line after that is Avinu Malkeinu Chaneinu Vaneinu Ke'im Banu Masim Aseim Anu Tzaka V'Chesed V'Oshienu. The same Avinu Malkeinu that we sing, that we associate that song with Yamim Noraim, with Slichos, I'm embarrassed. I have to admit, say Tachanun every day, almost every day, and it's so easy to have overlooked and fly through the Shomi Yisraels, getting all geared up for Anachnu Lo Neda, going to be standing up, and we don't even realize that very powerful and poignant sentence appears every day in the Tachanun that we say. So Avinu Malkeinu means our father, our king. Of course, there's a contrast, a father and a king. A father reflects the fact that we're banim, we're children. And our king means that we're avadim. We're meant to be his loyal servants, his loyal slaves. That's why we sing. We'll sing soon. You gotta love when Siddur Snippets and Shabbos Yantiv come together. We'll sing Im Kavanim, Im Ka'avadim. Whether you relate to us as children, you relate to us as slaves, either way, Hashem respond positively to us. The Gemara records a machlokas, Reb Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, whether we are Hashem's children always or we're only Hashem's children when we're well-behaved. Does Hashem associate with us as our father, loving and loyal father, only when we're obedient, compliant, only when we act as his children? Or no matter how we act, no matter how we behave, parents love children unconditionally. So Rabbi Yehuda says it's dependent, it's conditional in our behavior. And Reb Meir says, it's unconditional. Hashem loves us. We are his children, whether we're doing Ritzono Shel Malkam or not, whether we're obedient and compliant or not. Now, ordinarily, the Rashba points out in his Tshuvos, ordinarily we paskin in the Machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, we follow the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, which would mean that it depends on how we behave. He doesn't always want to identify as our father, we as his children. Comes along the Rashba in the Tshuva and he says, when it comes to this, it's an exception to the rule. We paskin like Rebbe Meir. We're always Hashem's children. No matter what we do, no matter how far we've fallen, no matter how distant we've become, no matter how non-compliant or disobedient, Im Kavanim, we're always HaKadosh Baruch Hu's children. Avinu. And Avinu, you'll know, comes before Malkeinu. He's our father, but we shouldn't be so casual, so comfortable that he's our father, because he's also Malkeinu, he's also our king. And it's that balance that we strike between the two that represent two modalities of our relationship with him. But Avinu precedes Malkeinu. First and foremost, the foundation is he's our father. Like the Rashba says, we paskin like Reb Meir, that we're banim, we are his children, no matter what. Parents love children unconditionally. They can be disappointed. They can keep accountable. They can levy consequences, punish a child. But even while they're doing all that, it's always for the child's interest. And parents love children unconditionally. And that's how we're meant to understand Hashem's relationship with us. So we turn to him, Avinu Malkeinu, our father, our king. Our father meaning you love us unconditionally, but also our king meaning you're entirely capable. It's your world, you can do anything in it. Because you might be our father, but if you weren't the source of all existence, the king of the universe, you could be a loving father, the things out of your control. So we're telling Hashem, both you're our father, you love us unconditionally, and you're also our king, the king, that it's all in your control. And therefore, Chaneinu Va'aneinu. Chaneinu Va'aneinu means, Chaneinu, Aneinu means answer us. What does Chaneinu mean? So Sifri points out at the beginning of Parshas V'aschanan, Rashi quotes it. V'aschanan al Hashem, when Moshe davens to Hashem, ein chinun al lashon matnas chinam. That the language of chinun of chanenu is matnas chinam. Hashem, we're unworthy. We're undeserving. If you're going to start to look down and evaluate us and judge us and calculate, I'll tell you right now, don't bother. We're unworthy, we're undeserving, but nevertheless, va'anenu. Because you're our father, if you're a king, you appear before a king, and if you're worthy, if you're unworthy, it will all depend on you. But you're our father first and foremost, avinu malkeinu, and therefore, chanenu matnas chinam. Even though it's a gift, it's gracious, it's kind, we're undeserving, nevertheless, va'anenu, ki'ein banu masim. We don't have masim. Now, how can we say we don't have masim? Baruch Hashem, we're far from perfect, or at least I could speak for myself. But we have mitzvahs and masim tovim. We do a few decent, good things. Ein banu masim. We have no masim. First of all, masim hagunim. We have nothing proper. So of course we do. Ein banu masim doesn't mean we have none. It means we have none that would justify what we're asking for. What we're asking, what we're yearning for, what we're looking for from you, Hashem, our masim don't add up. If you were taking an accounting, have we made enough deposits for the withdrawal that we're asking? It's never going to equal out. Ein banu masim. But nevertheless, I say, man, tztaka v'chesed, go lefnim mishur sadin. Don't just do tztaka. Tztaka is milashon tzedek. Hashem, don't only interact with us in a way that's righteous, that's right, that's tzedek, that's tztaka, but also chesed. Go lefnim mishur sadin. Matnas chinam, we're undeserving, we're unworthy. It doesn't add up. It won't calculate. It doesn't register, but you're our father. And you love us unconditionally, and you'll go above and beyond. V'hoshienu, therefore, save us from anything. So this sentence is particularly meaningful at this juncture of Tachanun, because David HaMelech has described his illness or his enemies, how he bounced back, how Hashem took care of him. But now he's saying, but even though I'm unworthy of what you did, continue to do it. And we too are almost there of reciting Avinu Malkeinu regularly. We're at that time of year. And in it, we're going to list Avinu Malkeinu, a long list of things we're going to ask him. And the way we conclude, we sum it up with, we're unworthy. But you're our father in addition to being our king. And it's the juxtaposition or the connection of the two. You're our father, you love us unconditionally. You're our king, you're all capable of anything if you agree to do it. So don't only do what staka, do chesed. Don't only do what our masim add up to, ki'im banu masim. And nevertheless, hoshienu, save us and give us the bracha that we seek.